I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Colorado's flood zone covered 17 counties, and the high water's now rolling toward Nebraska. Meanwhile, people are trying to cope. Brian Young is the pastor at Whispering Pines Evangelical Free Church. They're cut off, and there's no natural gas with winter coming. Right now, they're taking one day at a time. The church has thrown open its doors, but the battle against discouragement is yet to come.
That's one way people could pray, is that we would be true representatives of Christ in our Coal Creek Canyon community as we reach out to people in need, that people would have a taste of Christ.
Next, Berlin, Germany is defined as post-Christian. Less than 1% of the population follows Christ. We spoke with Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance.
Most people's perception of Christianity in Europe is an old, dead church building where nobody attends except on holidays. Well, as you and I know, that's not the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel is life.
A recent Marketplace Missions conference taught over 100 German believers how to share the gospel using business. Find details at our website. Ask the Lord to give his followers in Germany boldness and perseverance. And Zimbabwe has its share of struggles. 80% of the country is unemployed and HIV/AIDS is rampant, leaving thousands of orphans. But there is hope for Zimbabwe. Operation Mobilization says the church there is growing. Over 50 rural pastors came to their second annual conference. They're looking for more ways to share God's word with the unreached. Pray that as the gospel spreads, more people will start a relationship with Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.